The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Crossing to you a little bit early today because a lot is going on in your neck of the woods. Hello, Rolien Marks. How are you?
Good afternoon, and can I just say thank you to you guys. Thank you to my Chai FM family for just being such a tremendous support system and for getting the vital information out to people. I've had so many messages from people all over the world concerned about their relatives and what's going on in Israel, and because of you and because of the platform that you provide, people are able to be informed, and our gratitude from here as well.
Thank you for that. It's really interesting that because I think we all feel the need to connect with our loved ones in Israel, and we need to tell them how much we're supporting them. To hear you thanking us is kind of a bit weird because, my goodness me, what you're going through, yeah, quite something. Tell us about what is going on in Israel today, Rolien.
Okay, so let's look at the day. We had a tense calm throughout the night, but that was broken in the early hours of this morning when there has been a literally nonstop barrage of rocket and mortar attacks on Israel's southern citizens. Earlier this morning, there were red alert sirens or Tzeva Adom in areas like Latrun, Harel, Nachshon, Beit Shemesh, and just outside Jerusalem. These are areas that Latrun is just outside Modi'in, and residents of Modi'in could hear the booms of the Iron Dome system as it intercepted. But today has really been very, very difficult for our citizens of the south, and it doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon. At last count is 350 plus rockets. We are very, very close to 400 rockets and mortars. The problem with mortars is that because they are shorter range, they are smaller, it is very, very difficult to intercept them, and a lot of damage to infrastructure today. In the last hour or so, a house in Ashkelon took a direct hit. A 70-year-old woman was injured by shrapnel and by glass. Earlier today, a water line was hit just outside the Eshkol region. Mekorot, which is the national water carrier, they're on site. They're fixing the situation. A rocket fell outside of a school in Netivot. Thank goodness no injuries, because schools are closed at the moment, but there has been damage to various houses, a rocket hitting an empty greenhouse in the Sderot region earlier, and rockets also falling in open fields, some causing blazes, so that's keeping firefighters very busy. At last count, we have about 24 Palestinian Islamic Jihad who have been eliminated by, and we have to commend the IDF for this, absolute surgical precision, making sure that we have no civilian casualties coming from the other side. This is a situation that Israel wants to avoid as much as possible. But 25 Palestinian Islamic Jihadists, as they have been launching rockets and mortars, they have been eliminated. We also heard from Palestinian Islamic Jihad saying that they are not going to talk about any ceasefire soon until they have finished responding. And just a reminder to listeners that they are responding to the targeted assassination of their senior commander, Abu al-Atta. I always seem to have a problem with that name. It just doesn't fall off my tongue.
Not enough consonants. That's the problem.
Who was targeted by Israel early hours of yesterday morning. However, they have said that, or it has been reported in the media, that they will be meeting with Egyptian officials a little later tonight. This is at the behest of UN Special Envoy to the Middle East, Nikolai Miladinov. We've had round condemnation throughout the world, of course, except from Amnesty International, who have blamed Israel for the firing of a rocket by Palestinians onto their own human rights building, Office for Human Rights and Justice in Gaza. This wasn't Israel. This was a rocket gone awry. Yeah. But we've had condemnations from the United Nation Special Envoy from the European Union, from the U.S. State Department, from various ambassadors, including the French government, the State Department or the State Foreign Office of the British government, Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Naftali Bennett are in the south at the moment and have warned Palestinian Islamic Jihad against further escalation. We heard from Hamas spokesperson to Fox News earlier today saying that they stand alongside Palestinian Islamic Jihad. However, these reports are not confirmed in Arabic or Hebrew media. We don't think it's in their best interest to escalate or to join in. And Prime Minister Netanyahu earlier today threatening Hamas that if you join in with Palestinian Islamic Jihad, we will flatten whole buildings.
And that's the knife edge that you're on at the moment, isn't it? I mean, because almost in terms of their street and their support base, they can't sit silent for too long. I mean, one way or another, this needs to come to a really quick end or negotiated settlement, one way or another. Otherwise,
well, this is it. You know, it's we have had a very, very tacit ceasefire in place with Hamas. It has led to the increase of humanitarian aid and assistance going into Gaza and the strengthening of aid that or the easing of situations that the civilians of Gaza face. Gaza faces a huge humanitarian crisis, and unfortunately, it is incidents like this where we do have these massive conflagrations, where we have to close crossings, where we have to tighten security, and where we have to respond to ongoing attacks. But you've got on one hand, you've got Hamas probably not wanting to jeopardize any kind of ceasefire. And on the other hand, trying to appeal to the street, although personally I don't think that the whole street necessarily wants this. I don't think that that's the case at all.
Interesting.
But trying to almost one up Palestinian Islamic Jihad by saying, you know, we are the resistance, we join in the resistance.
So there's a lot of posturing at the moment. Rolene, something that also interests me is the stance taken by the Joint Arab List, and more particularly now because of all the electioneering and coalition talks going on in Israel. What have they had to say about these developments?
Well, they have said that, Netanyahu's using this for his gain, that they've taken this opportunity to take attacks or to target attacks on Gantz and on Netanyahu.
Really?
And this comes at a time where we really want to speak about a unity government. I think they forget that there are many Arab citizens of Israel that are in the line of fire as well. So it's also political posturing on their part, because a lot of the attention that they have been receiving over the last couple of weeks as to where they align themselves, if they align themselves, has now been overshadowed. We also had posturing from Avigdor Lieberman as well yesterday.
Correct.
Saying that, he spoke about it ages ago about eliminating Abu al-Atta, but nobody listened to him, because the focus right now is twofold. It's protecting Israel's citizens, maintaining as few civilian casualties as possible on the other side, but also we've got just over a week to go to finish negotiations for a government, and we cannot stall that any longer.
Rolene, I also just wanted, like, maybe it's stating the obvious, but I spent a lot of time last night streaming Israeli news programs, and there were a lot of very, very near misses. I mean, I think there, but for the grace of God, went a lot of the death rates could have been really quite high. I mean, there's a particular clip of a car passing a junction, and I think by milliseconds, the projectile missed the car. There's pictures of houses with no roofs, and I don't know for what reason, but families just weren't in those rooms, or this really could have been a whole lot more serious than it is. So I just don't want people to have the false impression that these are homemade silly little rockets that can't do any damage, because that certainly is not the case.
These are very, very, very destructive rockets. And I received a message from a rabbi in South Africa earlier today saying we're all praying for you. And let me tell you guys, your thoughts, your prayers are the reasons why we have these miracles. And, of course, the incredible and ever-vigilant IDF, IAF security forces and our Iron Domes.
Okay, Rolene, I don't actually want to talk about anything else today. I think we're going to carry over settlement labeling maybe until tomorrow. I think we need to concentrate on what you've told us and take that in and imagine your realities. And wishing you all just love and strength and be safe. And hopefully when we speak tomorrow, it'll be under very different circumstances.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for your support, Chai FM, for providing the platform to update people. Thank you, everybody in South Africa and around the world, for your thoughts, your support, your love. We feel it here in Israel. It's the reason why we are resilient and standing strong. And God bless to all of you.
Thank you, Rolene.